Please sit down. I was also to give a few words and thoughts on prayer. And the verse that comes to mind is Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, seek, and knock. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. I think I learnt my basic lesson on prayer through Alpha. I attended the course quite early in my Christian life and have helped deliver many subsequent courses. It taught me that God wants us to commune with him in a very basic way. He wants us to tell him what's on our heart. No need for big words or need to be super spiritual, but a willingness to ask him into our life. Once we do, it opens up opportunities we probably haven't even thought about. It's during Alpha that I came across the word God incidence, something you have prayed into and later not sure if it was God working or just a coincidence. But one thing is for sure, when I prayed, I noticed more God incidences. I can't say that word. God incidences in my life. What a coincidence. Over the years, I've prayed in many different ways. At first, I've used word for the day in the morning, a short thought for the day with an indication of what to pray for. And there's a nice, gentle way to get into prayer. At weekends, I quite like to use a Bible verse to repeat over and over when I go for a run. At times in fellowship meetings, I've shared in a more meditative prayer, which has delivered a real peace of mind. And many other methods besides. There's no special way. Today I still use Word for Today, but I receive it on my phone each day. I like to think God's way of using modern technology to prompt me to commune with him. No matter which method I use, behind each prayer is my need to ask God into a certain situation. Many times it's a situation where I don't have the answer or the skills needed, but I know that God can and will make a difference. I love asking and then in retrospect seeing how Jesus answers prayer. There is value in keeping a prayer diary because prayer is not always answered straight away. This I've done for prolonged prayer times, but I'm not very good at doing it on a daily basis. I love praying with and for others. Being someone who mans our church prayer corner, it's a real privilege. Many come with a heavy heart and with very different needs, but leave a little lighter. Jesus loves to meet us where we are. I can't recommend enough. If you are finding things difficult, come for prayer. Invite Jesus to come alongside. He loves to be part of our lives, to bring about solutions we haven't even considered, or simply provide that peace of mind to help you through a time of unease. Let me finish with a couple of real examples that I've experienced over the last couple of months. Imagine two guys, unknown to each other, at a Christian event. Both are praying. One is praying about his calf in Wakefield, and it's a shaky future due to recent developments in the area. He's been working long hours and asking God for strength to continue and where his future lies. The second person feels called to go across the room and pray for him. The second person is Andy Hawthorne, CEO of the Message Trust, where I now work. He knows we've been advertising and praying for some time for an interim catering manager. Anyway, to cut a long story short, we now have a new interim manager at the Message Enterprise Centre. God had answered both prayers in one go. Secondly, there's a lady who was released from Stile Prison a year ago. Let's call her Jo. She came to the Message Enterprise Centre for work. She is well educated, but committed a serious crime. Her time at the MEC has had its ups and downs. Mainly, her oldest son, who had also been in and out of prison, causing problems that she felt responsible for. But about 4 months ago, because she was doing so well, I felt it was right. It was the right time to give her more responsibility. But within a week, her son had caused a big upset that really knocked Jo off course. To an extent, we thought she may be called back into prison. With a lot of prayer and support and hard work from Jo, she has now been reconciled with her husband. Last week, she became a grandma. And during this week, she went into a school and told the children her testimony, which not only touched the children and the group that went with her, but has really blessed Jo herself. What a wonderful God we have. I love the latest fellowship study course on our front line. It's something my family, through prayer, are already seeing doors opening. I thank God for his grace and mercy. Amen. And here's a coincidence. Guess what the word for today was? Encourage your pastor. People talking about prayer and the impact frontline is having. Could he want more? Prayer and action. Amen.